He said I have four buckles, but I only have three.
Boo, Gareth. What do you want to do to Gareth?
I'm good at Highlights, the magazine.
Oh, my God!
How many buckles do I have now?
Three!
Are you sure?
Yes! I'll never make that mistake again.
Why don't you describe what I'm doing right now?
You're putting your heel that's 4 inches, as you described, into my penis and my testicles and right in a sensitive area I'd describe it as. You're very dominating. Very good, Sam.
Can you instruct Slave Jack that he can laugh at my jokes?
St. Jack's in great shape. Got a good haircut.
Got a high butt crack. That means good harvest.
So he's done this a couple of times where he's masturbated without my permission, and that didn't go so well.
Oh, goddamn Slave.
How do you know? Did you have balls?
Well, no, because he told me, because he will never lie to me. So he told me, and we did a session.
But he will disobey you and jerk off?
Well, you know, he's also editing my photos and videos, so I think it's just very hard for him to, you know.
He picked up web work?
Yeah, no, he's doing my editing and stuff. Anyway, well, you know,
let me ask you something.
So,
a jack of all trades.
It's my show, Playboy Radio, also available for download on all things comedy. You guys got to check out what Playboy Radio's been doing, man. They got some great stuff going on here. Go to playboyradio.com. Check out all the cool new shows they got going on. Hot Chicks, Funny Radio. Come check it out. Super excited about it.
Like we like to say here at Playboy, what don't we have?
What don't we have?
That's a shorter list.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you guys listening, because without you, we're just talking to ourselves.
Hey, Sammy!
And without our guest here yet, we're just talking to ourselves.
Hey, callback!
Yeah! Is it that? Can it that quickly? Can that be a call out that quickly?
It can be a callback that quickly, Sammy. Yep.
What?
No,
what's happening?
Kidding.
Oh.
I was just trying to be dramatic for cool-ass effect.
No.
Cool-ass effect.
It was very effective if you guys could have saw it.
Cool-ass effect.
Yeah,
it seemed real.
Him.
I thought something actually
Save
bad
it for the
happened.
Podfest. You guys will be able to see Sam
Speaking
being
Speaking of the Podfest.
How will they be able to see it?
I don't know. How, Vicky?
They won't be able to,
I'm
I guess.
Glad you guys asked.
It sucks that they can't.
Well, I have some news.
No, Vicky. No news will heal me.
If you can't be in L.A.
Which I can't. I told you. I'll be in Hotlanta. Breaking news, Vicky.
Hey, guys. If you're listening and you can't make it to the Los Angeles area the weekend of September 26th through 28th, great news for you. Visit lapodfest.com/live, and you could watch all 30-plus shows.
What shows?
All of them. The Naughty Show, The Dollop, The Crab Feast, Death Squad, Never Not Funny, What the Fuck with Marc Maron, Toe Fop with Will Anderson, and so many, so many more.
So many more.
So use code NAUGHTY at checkout.
Bam!
Back to you, Sam.
And that was technically our dates out the gates. In a weird way.
Yeah, it was kind of.
In a weird way.
It's kind of like we're in a wormhole.
I don't know where my next big show is. I got a couple shows pending, which I'm really excited about. Still thinking about doing that show we talked about in Vegas. Where
Should.
I go and, yeah. I want to do a deal with one of these places. Let me do a late night show, almost like The Dirty at 12:30.
Yes.
But it's where I just roast people. And it's just like, but I do it when I can. But if I book a gig out of town, I don't have to come in to do it. You know what I'm
saying? You're getting emotional, but I understand. Yeah.
I had a burp.
Oh. I thought you were getting choked up.
I had to burp.
I thought you were getting choked up. It sounded like you were emotional. I thought it sounded like you were being dramatic, which I love.
Guys, I want to talk to you about my show this week that just passed. Crazy Girls. I really appreciate you guys not coming.
Welcome, Sammy.
No problem, anytime.
It was great, even though I told you specifically you should come, Vicky.
Oh, specifically? Yeah. You mean the generic, completely copy and pasted tweet you sent me? I mean, text?
Yeah. But you act like I sent
because
it to a million people.
I read
I
it. But well, it very much read that way. And
I
don't know what the
it.
Words were, but I just read it as, fuck you, Vicky. Definitely don't come.
Well, that's why you're a stonered, paranoid, retarded human
Absolutely
being.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Was that written for me?
Yeah.
It was written specifically for me?
I sent to you.
Sent
we call
it
Lenny
you.
Plus
was
one
it,
now?
Was it a chain? Was it Chenny? Was it a chain?
No.
Was it a chain?
Hey,
no.
I want to invite you to my show,
just
Triple
Vicky,
X.
Just
for
Vicky, though. Just for Vicky, though.
As if I had never
I
heard of
done,
it.
Okay.
As if
you
I didn't
meet
edit
this
it
guy,
into the
Sam
show.
Tripoli.
Okay. All
it
right,
was very
Vicky.
Much
All
like
right,
that. I'm going to school you on this.
Gotcha.
He's getting texts from strangers. How about that? That's weird.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Some number 818 was like, check out my buddy Sam Tripoli's show. I was like, okay.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Really?
The masked 818er.
It's a goddamn insult.
I know who it was. I bet you it was Jessica.
Oh, maybe. No, because I think I have her number.
You guys sure came. It was glorious.
Well, yeah, it was fun.
Oh, it was packed.
It's great.
There's no seats left in the place. It was packed. Strippers, adult film stars, Caviar Gold, bringing their strippers. It was fun.
Yay!
It was a lot of fun. I'm not going to do it there again, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a long story. The woman who owns it is batshit crazy. And she
Wait, where did you do it?
Crazy Girls.
You should have seen this one coming, Sammy.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Read the fine print on the outside.
Yeah.
Crazy Girls.
My next
let me pay you in peanuts and receipts.
My next show is going to be a cheap fucks.
Yeah. That sounds like it'll work out.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish murdered.
She's so funny.
She murdered. That girl, she's going to be a star. The movie's coming.
Yeah.
She's going to do a movie. She's just that kind of person. She's just all smiles.
Yeah.
She loves talking about her pussy beatboxing.
Right.
Which it does, apparently. Word on the street is. And then, yeah, that's it. It's fun. Well, what do you want to talk about, Gareth? What's exciting to you?
You know, Sam, I think what's great right now is what's happening in the NFL. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great once
again.
Hold on
a second. Hey, can you call down? Can you call down to
what?
Security? They won't let my guest up. Justine Cross, I sent you the name.
Wait, okay. Now, is anyone else with her? And is maybe that the problem? Because I've been projecting it might be.
Hey, can you do that? Call down? Rick? Hello? Is anybody helping me?
What we have going on right now, listeners.
What's the number?
Oh, my God.
Call 911 and tell them it's a non-emergency. Trace backwards.
Our guest for the second half of the show, may I explain?
You may, Vicky.
Okay. It is a dominatrix named Justine.
Yeah.
Now, she allegedly, I'm not
they
sure
what's going
on.
They won't let my slave up.
there is a slave with her who I believe is in a leather mask.
You gotta get him up.
The problem is when you come to a building, a nice corporate professional building such as this, you know, you have to sign in with things like your legal name.
We've got a Keurig.
Having on a leather mask and an alias, I'm not sure that would fly with the.
Yeah, I might be getting an email from Playboy after this.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't think you'd come up in the mask.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I don't know what the parameters of the
deal. I didn't think he'd voluntarily show his face and write his name down.
Well, we're not going to judge him.
No, but he might.
We're not going to take pictures of him. Hey, here's a picture of us with the guy who's.
The last thing I would ever do is, like, let's go to the sign-in list and count backwards and see who this person. Like, I would never.
I'm not judging. I mean, we just had a lady who told us she likes to bang 400-pound people. I mean, we're good.
And we knew that going in.
That was a lot of fun, though, if you guys listened to the last episode talking to Lana Turner. Because that was the whole thing. When we were going over the show, it's like, I can't make this boring, but I don't want to be disrespectful either, because it's Ralphie Mae's girlfriend.
Yeah, wife.
Wife, excuse me.
He was so obsessed with not being disrespectful, and I'm like, lot of our guests have been married.
You were very respectful.
Yeah, but, over-respectful. Even though when our male friends were going to come here, we were going to flood it with buttholes until Brett brought his wife. And then I just said, well, okay, we can't flood it with buttholes.
Dude, what's so funny is that that's so vague probably to most people, but I just know everything what you're talking about. That one really got in your fucking ass, man.
You were worried about that, but then volunteered fucking the sandwich on that same episode.
Yeah.
That did not go over well with anyone else in the room.
Is the slave
it went
be
over
able to
well
come
with
up?
Everybody but
Is the
Steve.
Slave going to be able to come up?
Well, Rick, can we get an update? Rick?
I got to be honest with you. I can't stop thinking about what is potentially going on down
there. We have to get
there.
The slave up.
Rick,
I'll leave.
Jump on
I'll
the
leave.
Microphone. What is
Come
going on?
Come on, Rick. Get in here, Rick. Come on, bubby. Rick.
They won't let him up?
But I feel like maybe you know. Like what did he walk in as?
Can he take
That's
off the
what
mask?
I
don't
know. Like, what?
Was he walking? Is he walking in a diaper?
Dude, go to send him to Ross, dress for less, get a new ensemble, no mask, keep it in a briefcase. Come back up, mask up, get in here.
Can we get security on the air?
Can we get security on the air?
Okay, this might be our last show here at Playboy. By the look at Rick's energy right now, it looks like Tripoli might be in a whole heap of trouble.
So wait. First of all, Simon did all this. Okay. Second of all, so what we have right now is in the lobby, we have a dominatrix who's able to come into the building.
Yeah.
Yes. What we have with her is an accompanying slave who may or may not be masked up right now in slave suit trying to get up. And the security guard, who we all know is kind of a guy who's really not a rule bender.
Well, yeah. I call him a stickler.
Yeah, maybe a stickler is standing there trying to defuse this bomb before him, where it just kind of ends in there's a no slave policy.
I'm in trouble. I can sense trouble coming.
On the list, what was written? Slave Jack?
Slave Dave.
Slave Dave.
Slave Dave, that's a name. Clownvis gets in here, no problem.
What's the problem?
I mean, he probably
That's an interesting
clownvis.
Point.
I really, I mean, unless he's walking up here in buttless chaps. I mean, all you gotta do is get him onto the elevator and
now,
we're
by
fine.
By buttless chaps, you mean the pants, not a couple of naked English people.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Are we? Oh. Is everything okay?
I think like, we have a Christmas miracle, maybe.
I think we might have a Christmas
miracle.
Are
we good? Are we not good? Are we cool?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Okay.
Feels like things are coming together a little bit.
I feel like they might be.
Feels like.
Or they might not be.
Right. Well, either way, this show's crazy so far.
It's happening right now.
No. She doesn't want to come on yet because she wants to get ready. Do you want to get ready? There's a dressing room over here.
Yes.
There's a dressing room over there. Yes.
By all means.
Get dressed. You can get dressed
ready.
In front of us. We don't care.
We're
that. We're kind of professional.
Really grown up men. Actually, we're both suffering from an eye condition where we can't even really see.
Okay, listeners, real quick. Two people just showed up. I don't know if one of them is
slave Dave.
Oh,
wait.
I got a good feeling.
I do. I hope. I'm hoping. It might be an unrelated person. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
I don't want to get my hopes up.
So there is still a little bit of drama.
He
so we don't know if
he could be leashed outside, tied to a tree.
Oh, curb. She might have curbed him.
Well, what choice would he have?
Well, listen,
that's the arrangement.
You got to curb him. In Burbank, you got to curb him. You have to curb your dogs.
You have to curb your
slaves. Either one.
So we have one more guy who's supposed to be, he's here. Did they let him up? Did they only let the dominatrix up but not the other guest?
Well, let's call the second hour the supposed to hour.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a lot of times we have the supposed to's in the second hour.
I'm going to get yelled at after the show. You ever know when you like messed up, your parents give you dirty looks?
Oh, the best.
You're like, as soon as these people leave.
Or like when you'd be like en route to the principal's office, and you'd just be like, man, it's a bunch of shit is about to hit the fan.
Now, what if they won't let him up here?
But they let Slave Dave up.
So instead, he has to wait in the lobby until the completion of the
also
hour.
A fan of that. Or I'm a fan of them saying he can come up, but he has to be himself.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, no slaves. He could come up as him.
As a free man.
But if he takes one order, he's out of here.
Well, we do
here
have,
we go.
We do
all right,
guests
our guest
that
are
was
here
allowed
for
the to enter
most
the
part.
Building.
Sammy, who didn't come to my show, just let him in.
That's good.
Welcome to the show that is pure chaos today. Out of New York City, very funny guy, Comedy Central, got a great podcast called Legions of Skanks. Please welcome Big Jay Oakerson, everybody.
Yes. Wow. Two people applause.
Yeah.
It really a lot of that. People. You didn't even hear great. If you had the microphone, the headset. You could have heard it.
Yeah.
But I like you sitting
there. We
bumped
it up in post.
Yeah. What's up? Welcome. Take an Uber, huh?
What's going? Yeah.
How was it?
I'm trying to navigate these crazy L.A.
Where are you staying, by the way?
The W.
Okay, that's
in
on
room. No,
I'll give you a ride back, so you don't have to take an Uber. Save you a little cash. I'm heading that way. If
oh,
you want it.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Thanks for coming on the show. Now you're out here to shoot Ari's thing for Comedy Central. His storytelling show.
Did it last night.
How'd it go?
Fantastic. Yeah, I told two stories on it.
And
it
how was, long were each of the stories?
I think the first one was probably about 10, 12 minutes, and the second one was maybe close to 10.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's a cool thing for Comedy Central to be bridging out and even doing that, like a storytelling show.
Yeah.
And kind of giving it.
And where they're doing it, too, is so fucking cool.
What, yeah. Cheetahs?
Yeah, it looks, I don't know.
I used to do shows there all the time.
Yeah, but nobody's come up with it since then. So.
Okay, that's cool.
Is it a what kind of a strip club is it when it operates the strip clubs? Is it just rank?
Here's the thing about L.A. Within the city limits, it can only be bikini. They can't show tits. Yeah. So these are all – they're becoming bikini burlesque clubs.
Oh, two comics told me yesterday. They said they tried to go to Jumbo's Clown Room.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. He goes, they're not naked. He goes, what's
no.
the – that's so crazy. New York is a similar thing, and Philly has a similar thing. These major cities have like – in the
really
city,
weird.
It's like you could do full nude with no alcohol.
Yeah
New Jersey, too.
But if
yeah.
there's alcohol,
you can't show
which is
anything.
Really
you can't
weird.
Show any. But I've never even got – I think – I don't know how those places don't go out of business because in my mind –
they're struggling, dude.
But I would have – I've always looked at strip clubs this way. I'd rather not drink if that's the case and go – if we're going to go to a strip club, I want to go see pussy. I want to see
yeah.
naked women doing horrible, horrible things.
Yes.
But if I'm going to like, if I'm going to go out to a bar and like have drinks, like, why would I waste time going to one where there's girls dancing in bikinis? That's almost like that means there's probably not going to be any actual women to talk to there. To, you know what I mean?
That's a great point.
And
yeah.
I've never been the, oh yeah, I left the club with a stripper guy. That's never happened once.
Yeah. Very rarely does it ever happen. I used to work at strip bars. The only guys who leave with chicks are the ones who are hookers. Hookers leave with guys. I very
yeah.
rarely do you see guys
or the rock star celebrities can pull.
Yeah,
one.
I mean they can.
Sure,
they can.
I've seen that happen.
I don't even find. Listen, I do shows in strip bars, and they're fun places to gig. But in this day and age, it's almost irrelevant. Strip bars. It's like it used to be a time where strip bars were great because there were those select girls for a dollar would show you their snatch,
right.
And that was they were like weird corrupted unicorns, and they were great, right? And I loved them. But now you go to the club, everybody's half naked anyways. It's like, and you
yeah.
have a better chance of dropping $300 at a real nightclub and pulling some chicks than you do at a strip club with the pros. And I don't judge strippers. I love strippers. I used to bang them all the time back in Vegas when I lived there. But it's like the model is dead.
Isn't it amazing, though, how lame it is to go to a strip club and you're like, oh, we're going to see some pussy. And then it's like a girl's in a bikini. Yet, meanwhile... Literally, the girl who walked me in here, I think I caught a shot of her panties
yeah.
out in front, and I was
yeah.
like, sweet. Like, you get so like, ooh, you're not supposed to see it, man. You
yeah.
get very like, ah, oh, this is great. But
no,
when you're like, no, I'm supposed to be seeing pussy,
yeah.
and you're like, and some stupid panties are on. It's,
yeah.
it's amazing how your mind like.
No matter how old I get, though, I still look up the skirt. It's, no matter how much chicks
oh, yeah.
I've banged or how many pornos I watch, there's
yep.
still something magical about catching a girl's underwear up her skirt.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's just like, I want,
leave.
I got it.
At 36, I still have to stop myself from going under public pool waters with goggles to look at bush coming out of the side because that was my childhood thing. But now no one's even got bush anymore, so good luck.
It does, and it upsets the fuck out of me, man.
No
me
goggles. No goggles.
I've done some real public... soapbox preaching about the lack of bush.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
It's like, dude,
I'm over the bald pussy.
Yeah. If you're over 30, stop shaving it down. Okay? You're not going to look 16 anymore.
They don't look.
What?
They don't look.
That's so crazy.
They all don't look good bald.
Yeah.
They don't. So listen, I've seen dudes in porn where their dick's completely shaved, looks awesome, and I'm envious of that dick. My dick would not look good shaved. It's
yeah.
got a weird fupa above it. That would just look like raw turkey, and
yeah.
it's not impressive to anybody. So some pussies need a little
so,
hair.
So it's not so much that you're a little
dress them
across
up.
The board. It's a case by case basis. Everyone should assess. For
I've never seen one vagina that was bald, even a pretty one that I would say wouldn't look a little better with a little triangle above it or
yeah.
something.
We tried to get a girl said that we were trying to get a black barber to come in here to shave a Decepticon logo into her snatch.
That's fantastic.
Which I think would be fucking awesome.
That would be.
But
great.
We couldn't get one barber who does that to come and do it because they all thought their girlfriends would murder them.
I brought my ex-girl when I was younger. I brought my ex-girlfriend in one day. We got a tattoo on her pussy, and she got her clip pierced. Wow. All in one. It was a real overhaul.
Was it a Groupon thing?
Yeah. It was a real overhaul on her pussy. We had to put some heating and cooling system in there. And,
was it flip the snatch?
Yeah. Move those panties. Yeah, it's funny, and her pussy never looked hotter, and ironically, that shut it down for about 6 weeks.
Right? Oh, my God.
Because she couldn't fuck?
The healing and the clit ring, yeah.
But when you move back in.
Yeah, when you move back in,
get back
it was
in,
like a whole new pussy,
there's a man
right?
cave.
Yeah. Yeah. We put a poker table in there. The chips are just for show. There's no money supporting it. But
oh, man. So, you're from Philly. You used to drive around strippers, right?
And I did, yeah. That was depressing.
Bachelor party strippers. That's a crazy gig, right?
Yeah, bachelor party strippers are a sadder breed than...
Yeah, because they're going into bad places.
Especially, like, you know, North Philadelphia, like, you know, like ghetto bachelor party strippers. Who, I mean, if I'm your protection, by the way, I mean, like, I'm just as terrified as that. Like, most of the times where it went bad, before it did, I told them, I go, girls, I don't think we should go in here. And they're like, come, you know, those girls, like, they want their money, and they're not afraid of any of it.
Right.
And like, we're going in. And like, all right.
What is it like? So it's almost like the raid, almost.
Yeah.
Like,
if I say run, though, we all gotta run. Like, shut up
and go. And
dude, one girl, she called me from. She went in. She was an escort. She went in and had a problem with the guy. But I was having a problem outside in this terrible neighborhood with guys trying to like open my car doors. So I pulled off. And she's still upstairs, and she calls and says, this guy's grabbing at her, and she tries to run out. And I circled the to this day, the weirdest thing I did in that scenario, and it always comes up when I tell this story, is I'm running from these guys who were trying to get into my car. Not sure why exactly. They were just all pawing at my, like, yeah, I had another girl in the car, like that girl's friend was in the passenger seat. And these guys, these local guys start, like, pawing it, like trying to open the car door, and they're kind of like hitting like the window and just being like aggressive and
almost like a zombie situation.
Yes, just like almost like almost just trying to scare us, and it was working for me. The girls never give a shit. They're always like, "Beat it, motherfucker! Fuck y'all! Fuck you!" And I'm like, "Stop making them angry."
So she was Puerto Rican.
No, oh, I mean a white girl, but those girls always tend to talk. They always tend to lean a little Puerto Rican. In their hair sprayed super tight ponytails.
And you ever see them take the ponytail off? Their heads like go like,
oh yeah,
like
you got earrings. You got big hoop earrings with some dude's name across it. Yeah. Terrell, with an apostrophe after the T. Terrell.
There's always apostrophe. I don't know what
it's
it
always
is.
An apostrophe. You want to hear a great one? Bouncer at the Comedy Cellar. They call him Shaq. He looks just like Shaq. His real name, and I'll spend my whole set just breaking down his name. His real name is Daquan, spelled, and I give the audience guesses. It takes 20 minutes for me to get through explaining his name. Daquan, capital D, capital K, apostrophe, capital Q, W-A-N.
Wow.
So the first part of his name is actually... phonetically something you can't do.
Yeah.
A D into a K with no vowel in between. Simply slapping your tongue from your teeth to your gum. Like, Quan. It's bizarre.
Do you think that just what happened was the cap, she actually hit the cap on when she's writing out the name, and it just, and then she remembered it halfway through?
The cat stepped on the keyboard. Yeah.
It's one of the most bizarre names I've ever heard. But anyway, so the guys are pawing at the car. And so I pull off. The girl upstairs starts screaming she's having a problem. I'm yelling for her to run. That's all I can do. I'm yelling. I'm like, run, because I'm not getting out of the car to go rescue her. We're all going to die. But what I did was weird was I kept looking back because I stopped at two red lights. And these guys are walking, but they're not even running. They're walking to this car. But I remember just going like, come on, green. It's like, what am I don't know what I was worried that I was going to draw the cops' attention by running a red light. I don't know why I obeyed the rule. It was the weirdest... whitest thing I've ever been a part of. I stopped at the red light and panicked that it wouldn't turn in time for me to get away from these guys because I got to obey the traffic. Never even crossed my mind to go through it.
I
circled the block
that.
And I threw open the back door of the car and she jumped in and it was like a 45-minute drive of them telling me how much of a pussy I was. And I didn't have a good argument. I'm like, I don't have a gun. I just thought this job was going to be about seeing naked girls, and I could get paid for it. And I didn't. Why does it get so aggressive? Everyone's getting what they want.
Yeah, it just gets weird fast. Weird fucking.
That's from the security guy. They're like, yeah, I know. What the fuck?
They go, you have a gun, right? I go, no. And they go, oh shit. I'm like, oh, why? God. What happens normally?
I will stop at red lights, though, girls. Dude, yeah. I will not run a red light.
I go, your chance of being in an accident, a vehicular accident during this whole adventure, low, almost nil.
You might get shot.
I used to take Thai boxing in Vegas, and there was this one dude who's like, it was before MMA, so I really couldn't make any money from Thai boxing, but he was a bad man. This guy's done hard time. And he was in class, and, you know, he would teach, and he would just whoop everybody's ass in sparring. Well, we get a bachelorette, and we're doing a bachelor party. We invite a stripper, and he walks in. I'm like, that dude's there to fuck people up. He's here to fucking kumbaya or gather money. He's strictly there to beat the fuck out of people.
Oh, I know. I'm just there to, like, fat giggle in the corner with him. I'm like, I know, right? I know, right? Her clit's pierced, and she's showing us all her butthole.
Are you a butthole man?
Sure.
Deep butt?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yay! Yeah, we were just discussing. It's been a big movement on the show to really spread the word about ass eating and
spread the word to spread the ass. That's
yeah,
what we're calling it.
And I've been doing it for years. I've been doing it since before it became cool.
If I'm sexually into a chick, and by the way, I've had sex with like probably the bulk of girls who I was not sexually attracted to, but my low self esteem said this is the girl that will do it.
Yeah. So you say you would fuck more girls just because they would do it than actually being attracted to them sexually?
Totally.
I'd say
my bulk of chicks have been like,
I'm right in there with you.
I just told this to Bert Kreischer. I just said I've had a couple situations, and one of them in L.A., my first time out here, where and I went to a dance club because my buddy was bartending after my shows. I did some spots around the city, and I went to meet him. I was staying at his place, and he worked at this bar. He's like, come out, and I hate that scene. I'm not a club guy at all. If I'm going to talk to women at all, especially, I got to be able to talk. You got to be able to hear me.
Yeah.
I'm not a head turner when I walk into a club at all, and I'm not famous. So,
and you want to kind of have that star quality with them that they've seen you rock, and now you kind of have.
It's also hard. Yeah, it's hard to leave a comedy club. Your superpowers, are always gone. Yeah. Always just gone. Like you're back on, you're back on Krypton.
Yeah.
And everybody else is just like you.
Yeah.
Except they have better bodies generally. So this girl, this horrible looking girl, came up to me. And she was basically like, you're coming home with me more. But she had a really beautiful friend with her who was like talking to me too, but I didn't even pay her any mind.
Right? Because you don't think you got a shot.
When we're driving back to this girl's place, the hot one goes like, we should just have a threesome. Like, I'm so horny. We should have a threesome. And I was like, that sounds like it'd be great. and that awful one was like, he's mine. And
how you can argue that
where I'm like, and you're just like, well, I should have just swung for the one I was interested in more, but I never do. And that night really degenerated into my first time in out here, so I'm lost. I don't know where I'm at. I didn't have a car. I was cabs at that point, I think. I didn't even know you had to get a car when you came out here. So I'm with I go back to her place, and then everything where you're like, you start trying to put the hot one's gone, so now you're just in that world of like, all right, let me just make the best of this. Let me just, this is going to be fun still. Hey, right? We're going to have sex. That's fine. She does that. Let me go slip into something more comfortable. Literally said the line and came out in literally something more comfortable. It was like a house coat that like your grandma would make Jewish breakfast in.
This one's happened to me, man.
And she comes out in this thing and we fucked. And she was like, it was the only, by the way, I've been with several squirters in my life. She was the first one where the act of that grossed me out. And I said this all comes up because it's bringing the thing where it's like, I'm totally an eating ass. But the thing is, if I'm attracted to a woman, I would literally, I've made this argument on stage before and the crowd turns. I don't think they get the point I'm making. The girl who just walked me in whose panties I saw, if they were like, you could see her pussy if you want to watch her take a shit, I'll be like, I'll watch her take a shit. I'd watch it. I'm not that I'm necessarily sexually attracted.
Can I ask you how they misinterpret that?
I think a lot of guys, machismo kicks in. They go, ew, I wouldn't do that. I'm like, come on, dude. You can't look. You wouldn't watch. If your only chance to see your fantasy chick naked was to watch her take. You wouldn't have looked at the J-Law pics if she was taking a shit. You wouldn't have looked.
You know what, man? I'm just, even though I eat ass, poop is not my thing.
Poop is not my thing either. None of one here. Is anyone here a national German?
No one's here
from Germany, right?
Yeah. But let me say this.
Yes.
The desire to see any one particular person naked, it doesn't really have. I mean, even though I'm a fan, there's just so much snatch on the internet. Mm-hmm. I could see snatch.
Sure.
It's just like. The C. Jennifer Lawrence shit doesn't do it for me. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just a weird guy. I've had such porn addictions. Mm-hmm. I've gone through marathons of porn.
Yeah.
That I've just seen it all. They're like, okay, I can see Jennifer Lawrence. If I can't actually hit it.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh, I think that Listen, if that whole I would have been way more interested in that whole thing if all the naked picture celebrities were them shitting.
Oh, man.
I would have been way more in it. Just because
that'd
he
been
could,
a great
no.
scam.
But that's a novelty thing.
But, I'll tell, yeah, right. but let me say exactly why. Again, it has nothing to do with being into shitting.
No.
It's got to do with you're right. Like the I was surprised because people said they go, oh, we'll get ready to jerk off for the next you know, the next year to these celebrity nude pictures, and I go, I'm fingertips from the exact sexual position I want to see in porn. You know what I mean? Like, why would I like to jerk off to still pictures?
Yeah, it just doesn't do.
I was yeah, it does no. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It would almost be more exciting if it was like, oh no, they're not just naked.
Let's do something
weird. Everyone taking a shit.
I'd like that scam.
Oh, I want to see Ariana Grande taking a shit. That'd be way more awesome than just seeing her butt.
You know what? You won me over.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
now we
prosecutor,
all love shit.
You won me over.
Can we add the word scat to the title of this show?
Yeah.
What do we call this show?
Sure.
The Scat Files.
Fantastic. I'm going to bring in my next guest real quick. I want to do, because you're a rock person, right? You love rock?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite band?
I'm all over. My music taste goes all over the place. But I've toured. I said I've toured a bunch with I did Slipknot, Korn.
Oh,
Rob
so you
Zombie.
Like it hard.
Yeah, I mean, some people would say that's not hard.
Slipknot's pretty hard.
I think they're hard, but there's, you know, there's bands that are much more like, you know, like 13-year-old girl cutter music.
Yeah, yeah. Now they have that new thing that Red Band showed me, which was like Japanese Korean pop heavy metal, like really heavy, just like...
Oh, there's a band called Darren Gray, which may have been what he shows you. Yeah, their videos are like pornographic and like violent as hell. Yeah, they're like...
But they sing like K-pop.
It's like, oh, really?
Yeah, it's like but it's the music behind it's really, really heavy.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think it's probably that band. It is. It's like really, they're pretty crazy. It's like Marilyn Manson if they were Japanese. I think I've seen them live. They do like the whole like cutting themselves and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of silly music.
We're gonna do something real quick with you, and then we're gonna bring in our next guest real quick. We do something called Fun with Stereotypes. It's rock and roll version. I'm just gonna give you two choices. You tell me what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine or Jack Daniels.
I got to pick one, right?
Yeah, you can do, or you can substitute your own. If you go wine coolers, you're the best.
Yeah, Zima.
Zima.
Yeah, just, you know, homeless dude dicks.
Yeah.
Weed. I'm not really a drinker.
Neither? What's worse, DJ? What's worse in the band, DJ or keyboards?
Ooh. Shit. DJ.
DJ, way worse, right?
Yeah.
I can't stand that shit. Okay. Better groupies, Kiss or the Rolling Stones?
Oh, man. I bet both of them have liver spots on their snatches.
Right? How about in their heydays? In the heydays.
And it was the Stones or?
Or
Kiss.
In the heyday? Kiss.
Kiss. Why?
Yeah. Because the
chicks
are
like
probably,
makeups?
Yeah. Chicks are probably, they're probably more fun at a Kiss concert. You know what I mean?
Who do you like more?
Probably a girl more likely to let you watch her shit.
Yeah.
A real Jennifer Lawrence.
A real J-Law, if you will.
Better music.
She's got a Mockingjay peeking out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a nice snatch?
You really don't see her snatch all that much. Although, I think the whole thing was primarily a letdown. The only one that seemed good was I have an 11-year-old daughter, so that Victoria Justice, I just happen to know who she is, and the fact that she's doing a squat, full wing spread on the like a real stare down the barrel of the clam was like pretty fantastic.
You saw, yeah, heaven.
That's the best one, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you entertain my daughter, you skank.
Yeah,
it makes me so happy.
Okay, better music genre, 70s or the 80s?
70s.
Why?
That's the vibe of my, as a guy who does smoke weed, I think the vibe of like, I love 80s music and like the pop, that's more of like a fun joking
late
around.
Late 80s was pretty amazing,
yeah,
early
but,
90s.
But joking
late.
Around, but 80s music I define more than the rock is like the pop of the 80s, and that's fun mm-hmm. music to laugh at and kind of sing along with a buddy in the car or a girl. To me, the 70s, the vibe of like wanting to be in a band is like, you know, like a... Just that Allman Brothers, kind of like, you know, the hair in your face, just like heroin, slow draw, southern rock. Is such
Flock
a,
of Seagulls.
The vibe is so cool. Yeah, exactly. Flock of Seagulls. No, I think the 70s, just like that southern-y rock vibe, or the early Alice Cooper stuff. I just think the vibe of that is such a cool, like, turn it up on a record player kind of vibe. I'm sad I didn't live through that, like, time of having that.
Yeah. I don't know where music
I did goes. Live through Beat It jackets.
Yeah.
So.
We all had the zippers, man. 90 zippers. All right. Very excited about our next guest joining us. I know she just went through some stuff. We'd love to hear about it. She is, you can find her on Los Angeles, dominatrix.com. She's a mayhem model, a BDSM mistress for 5 years as a pro, 10 years personal experience. Please welcome Justine Cross. How are you?
Thank you.
I'm part of the eclipse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What happened? They wouldn't let. And who's with you?
Okay,
Slave Dave.
I apologize to you, Sam, and everyone here for being late, but it was my slave's fault.
Unbelievable.
Fucking slave.
Unbelievable.
Security wouldn't let him up.
Why wouldn't they use seams?
He had a hood on. They thought he was black. I don't know, but he's here now, so maybe we'll.
Do we have to break his foot?
Yeah.
Well, if he,
baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. If we break his foot, then he won't be much use of to me later.
Yeah.
So I'm
just saying,
a
slave messes up.
Yeah.
Historically, you break
his foot. We can break canes on him, though. We can break canes on him. That's still up for grabs.
Fair.
So.
Whoa. So he's your slave. Like, how did this, is there like a website, like match.com or some shit like that?
There is my website where he found me, and he's been my client for years, and then, he's in a place in his personal life where he can devote more time to doing things for me, and it, went on from there. And
he's killing it in real life. Like, he's like probably some high agent. He's got something going on somewhere that he has time for you to break his feet, right? Fuck him up.
David Geffen? Yeah. Are you David Geffen?
I was going to say, I thought this was my commercial agent for a second.
Yes.
That was so awkward.
Yeah, can you tell your slave to send Gareth Altmore?
Well, I have a question about Febreze, but we'll do it after.
I love you with the Apple 6 keynote speech.
Okay, this is great, by the way. I love this world. I think the world is made. I think this is America's kind of like hidden little secret that a lot more people are into this than a lot of people would like to admit.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
yeah.
BDSM is huge, and there's how did you get into it?
Through my personal life, like kinky boyfriends and, people saying like, oh, let's try this. I'm like, that sounds great. And, I guess
they started tying you up.
So no, I was tying them up, hitting
them. So you're always the dom.
Yeah, I'm always the dom. Like, that's, not always how it is for most people. And it's not just because I'm an uber bitch. It's just, I don't like it.
You like being in control.
I do. I don't like being submissive or switching. So being a dom is just for me.
That's great. What's the weirdest thing anyone's ever asked you to do?
Huh. Well,
we got a guy who loves shitting over here.
We could be here all day. There are people.
I'm a big shit enthusiast.
Yes, I was listening to the scat thing. So that is something people ask for, brown shower, scat.
Really?
Play. That's not something I do. I don't.
Would you ever do it?
Scat is an industry term.
Okay.
Yeah. Brown shower.
Is it insider?
Yeah, some terms.
It's insider. Insider.
You're my
talk.
Glossary. Yeah, so that's not something I do. It's not something I would do. It's just, not something for me. Other people enter, that's fine for them. I've had clients who wanted for me to just ignore them and kneel on sandpaper for hours while I'm just, have my feet up on them. And it starts out kind of, that's fine. No, it's your knees are bleeding. It's
what,
pretty
what
intense.
What grade sandpaper, like a 40, an 80?
Oh, come on. You think I know that? They bought it. Do you think I went to Home Depot to buy sandpaper for this kind of session?
What kind of person wants this? Like, I've talked to mistresses before. Mm. It seems like these people who are in very powerful positions want to have somebody just dominating them because they're so used to dominating other people. Like, is that who you run to? It doesn't seem like people who get shit out in life want to pay you the shit out now.
That's a stereotype, and that's true to some extent.
Is it
a
negative stereotype?
I wouldn't say it's a negative stereotype, but certainly, powerful businessmen, people who have a lot of money, are the people who can come and see me. They're the people who have disposable income or people who can hide their money and give it to me. But it's everybody. It is absolutely everybody. I just did a tour through Texas, and that was very interesting. I had a client come in, and he looked very down home, South Texas kind of guy, cowboy boots, the whole thing, weathered face. He totally wanted me to dress him up like a sissy and, put makeup on him and do all these kinds of things. And I said, oh, okay, great. And he's like, thank you so much. I've been doing this for 20 years and you are wonderful. Thank you so much. And I was like, wow, how did you get into this? And I asked him, he's like, well, 20 years ago when he first started seeing a mistress, that was what she was into. And then it just sort of, grew from there for him. So, but it's everybody. It's everybody.
Do you have normal? You have normie sex?
Yeah, no, I have. Well, what's normal sex?
Well, just,
what's, yes, well, no,
we go with what's considered sex, normal, yes, which no. would be like
R. Kelly CD play.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
slow
then
grinding,
I guess
eyeball
no.
to eyeball. Guy looking in your soul, I'm, telling you all he wants to do is spend
I'm,
the rest of his
I'm
life
very,
with you.
I'm very, very spoiled that, you know, I have a huge dungeon, and it's hard to, you know, kind of get your sexy time on in a regular bedroom after that, because it's like, well, why are we, like, playing in the kids' room when we have, like, this beautiful master thing here? We have, like, a sex swing that can go, you know, up on a electric wench 10 feet up in the air, and, like, all the, you know, it's like,
did you
well,
have
yeah.
to get permits to build that dungeon? Because you can't, like, in your house, is there a dungeon?
No, it's not in my house. I'm talking about, I'm sorry, I have a separate studio called Dungeon West, and that's where I see my clients, and that's where, you know, other people, you know, you can rent it, filming stuff happens there, and yeah, that's a separate space.
That's awesome.
Can you turn it off, like, after you get done, like, high heeling?
You bring it home from the office, you bring the office.
No, I'm saying, but you do, you go kick a guy in the nuts for a half hour, like, can you go home and, like, watch The Vow and cry, and, like, in some guy's arms while you eat popcorn out of a ball?
I never watched The Vow, and I never
you
want to
watch with
but
me
I like
cry?
I don't know if I'll cry, but I can make you cry.
You oh! Yeah. You want to kick me, you want to step on my balls while I watch The Vow?
Yeah.
That's sort of my kink.
Let's talk. I'll give you my contact info. No.
You don't have to ship it if you're willing to.
No, you know, I'm a very normal
what if she
person.
Shits and just charges you for it anyways? I have
That'll
to go anyway.
$5.75.
I could send him yours now.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, you know, it's funny. Like, a lot of people who meet me as a, you know, when they meet me for sessions as a client, you know, they always say, wow, like, you're just really nice. And then people in real life say I'm a real bitch. So I don't know. But it's, you know, I
who's
you know,
the
I
real
of
you?
My clients,
nice chick or bitch?
All of the above.
A little bit
I mean,
above?
I love being the bitch. And, you know, but I'm not like a egotistical crazy maniac. Like, you know, I just like to beat guys and, you know, step on them, make them bleed. That's normal, right?
But is dominatrix side is character? More character?
Well, I mean, I think that I go into a little bit more of a character for the theatrical side of it. But I think it's all real for me. Like, this is my lifestyle. I love what I do. I totally enjoy it. You know, that's why I'm popular. I'm good at what I do. You know, so some things will be a little bit more theatrical in terms of, like, you know, crazy things I might say to a client, or if there's, like, a particular role play that they want to do, you know, then that's a little bit, you know.
Can you date somebody who isn't into this? Meaning, like, could you, like, Gareth, look at Gareth. Gareth's a hometown, like, nice guy. Right here is Gareth.
Oh. Hi, Gareth.
Hi.
Yeah.
Gareth is a nice guy. He's, like, hey, he's from Milwaukee. He's, you know, could you date him? He's like, listen, I think you're hot. There's some kind of heat between you guys. And by the way, she just made Slave Dave. Is Slave Dave or Slave?
Well, you know, just Slave, but it's Slave Jack.
Slave Jack.
Slave Jack. Yeah.
Slave Jack is kind of like your waiter right now. Mm-hmm. He grabbed you some water. Yeah. Probably going to take your appetizer order while you're here for a
Probably.
Little while. Could you date someone like Gareth? I mean, he's not wearing black. He looks like he listens to High Fidelity all the time. Like,
sweet mustache.
Yeah, sweet mustache, beautiful mustache.
Are you interesting? I don't know.
Oh, very interesting.
Fascinating, some
you're
would
fascinating?
Say.
Fascinating. Oh, well, entertain me.
Well,
no.
There's got to be a few buried bodies behind that mustache, right? I mean, there's some
stories
story there,
it.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. There's definitely some dark skeletons in there. Sure.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
Dark night.
85.
Yeah.
I was six.
I just
no
blew a trucker.
There.
Didn't know how to deal with my own emotions about it. Murdered him right there.
Felt like I killed my dad that night, but it was just some asshole.
But I'm coming for you, Gary. I'm coming for you. Wow, that was very Freudian. That was my dad's name. I just chose my dad.
Whoa!
I'm going to blow a trucker and kill my dad.
Maybe.
No, I'm going to. Okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to call him.
Okay.
I should warn him.
It's probably his birthday.
Game is afoot, father. Prepare.
Hey, Jay, I wanted to tell. Hello? Hello? Jay?
Hold on. Don't go blowing a trucker.
Your dad sounds Amish.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I just followed Gareth's impression of him. He's,
I shouldn't be answering
that's
this.
That's a pretty young man, yeah. Son, hello? You know my hearing's bad. I'm 91. Why? Why would we have these problems still?
Why is it mostly white people that do this? It's a white thing.
It is a white thing, you know.
Why you never? How come you never see like Puerto Ricans over here? Like,
I don't know. We could ask them. You know, it's funny, but it is mostly. You know, people ask me what's who are the clients that I see, and it's mostly middle-aged white guys. I don't know, but I can tell you that any person of color, when I tell them that, they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. Why are you here? I don't know why.
Can you instruct Slave Jack that he can laugh at my jokes? Because I feel like I'd be killing if it wasn't just for that one stone.
Oh, really? He's not laughing?
Coming alive.
I think I'm killing in the room, except I just, you know, it's my own personality flaw, but I always focus on the one guy not getting
it. He's allowed to laugh at your jokes, but he has to laugh at mine more.
Yeah.
So. Now, what can you make him do?
Well, can we talk to him for a second?
Is he allowed to talk?
Yeah, he's allowed to talk. You know, I brought some toys with me. I wasn't sure what we were doing, so we could do some things.
Butt plugs. You can do anything. No.
I brought some. Well, they're outside.
Look, he smiled at butt plugs.
Can he go out to get them? They're in my little bag.
Yes.
Okay, so he can.
Yeah, but he should be very quick.
What's your take on ass eating?
Oh, well, you know, for it, of course.
Pro? You're pro ass eating?
Yeah.
Pro ass. Okay, I can't wait.
I'm gonna go liberate Slave Jack. I'm gonna go. Go. You're free now. Go.
This is your one
shot. She can't stop you. Go. Learn to read.
Do you
assimilate.
Think he's gonna run away from this? No.
Start a life for yourself.
Oh, real quick. We see your outfit. Real quick.
Head north. Oh, don't look back.
Don't look back, baby.
The lanterns are not far behind you.
What is woo, this? Woo. Is awesome.
Thank you.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I love you. Very good. I love your build. I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Tall, brunette. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9", and I'm wearing about 4-inch heels right now.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I bet those come in handy.
So, well, you know, does anyone want to describe what I'm wearing?
Because anybody.
I don't think they're the power of
I can't
audio.
See
it.
How would you describe
this? Electric tape.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like electrical tape. It's got a nice shiny quality to it. It's a high skirt. The heels are big. They've got about 4 buckles, and she's got
are you wearing
toenails.
Underwear?
Maybe.
Oh, I like that. You know what I like about you is you just basically told us to describe your shoes, and everyone just started describing it. Like you didn't do a very good job.
You wouldn't have been.
I know
rewarded.
Because I don't break that easy.
He said
I'm Black Stallion,
skirt,
bitch.
I'm wearing a dress. He said I have 4 buckles, but I only have 3.
Boo, Gareth. What do you want to do to Gareth?
I'm good at highlights. The magazine.
How many buckles do I have now?
3.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'll never make that mistake again.
Why don't you describe what I'm doing right now?
Putting your heel that's 4 inches, as you described, into my penis and my testicles and right in a sensitive area I'd describe it as. Very dominating. She's very, she's very good, Sam. She's very good.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you $20 to put your high heel right in his pee hole.
I'll give you 40 to not.
I'll add 30 to that.
There you go, $30.
Where's an
now,
ATM?
Slave Jack, can I borrow $20?
That was really good.
So what can you do with Slave Jack? We got 10 minutes left.
Yeah,
what can
all right.
We do?
Well, I have you know, a cane and some paddles here, so we
Oh, great.
The answer is yes, she is wearing underwear, by the way.
Beat him.
Congratulations to you,
so
dude.
Maybe Jack, why don't you kind of bend over here and pull your pants
down. Oh, so you're going to go Adrian Peterson on
I was going,
right
you beat me to that.
Oh,
you're going to get suspended from the NFL for this. So.
Oh,
hey, guys.
This is you, Big J. Check it out. There we go. Enjoy that. This is great.
Me and Slave Jack were the same.
Slave Jack.
There's a lot of marks here.
I like the underwear. Are you sponsored by Calvin?
I told him
he had a haircut. Slave Jack's in great shape. Got a good haircut.
Got a high butt crack. That means a good harvest.
We'll cover that up there.
It's going to be a good harvest.
Oh, boy.
This is great. What's she doing? You're just
cane.
You're feeling him out.
Oof. This guy must be on juice.
Oh, wait, if we're taking pictures, can we just not get his face in there?
Okay, I blocked it, I assume.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
Ooh!
Wow.
Ah! And he... Oh! Bam, bam, bam! You have been bad, dude. Oh, it is... You're starting to light him... Oh!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh!
So, yeah, you really... Nothing wrong with what Adrian Peterson did, right? Yeah, to you, you're
at
like...
At this point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's a pain slut, so, you know, I can do a lot of different things with him, like
who
dig my heels in, so this
whoa,
is a really good
my
one.
God. And he likes that.
Of course he loves that.
Why does he like that?
Wow, them how much you love that, Slave Jack.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Now, Slave Jack, let me ask you something.
Slave Jack, if Ray Rice had Slave Jack's patience, I would still be alive in my suicide pool.
Let me ask you, the Slave Jack, is he straight or gay?
You know, I think he identifies as straight, but he's, you know, he's definitely been with some stunt cocks for me. I've made him suck cock and
really?
Kind of, oh, yeah. Man.
You made him blow right? people.
Yeah. Yes.
That's like gay, real right? dicks or just mm-hmm. like yep. strap-ons?
Yeah. Both, but yeah. Oh,
where are your dungeons mm-hmm. of dicks?
Mm-hmm.
God, real any like he does he ever resist? He's like, "Okay, let's go a little too far." What slave?
Our resistance doesn't work out for him.
But there, there is a safe.
Disobeying does not work out.
Is there a safe word, or is that?
Yeah, I mean, I've known him for years, and we've been playing together for years, and I don't really.
How has he grown as a slave?
We haven't really used the safe word
no.
in a while, but he knows that. You know, he can say something.
It's just eye contact. I'm like, no, I'm serious.
What if it's like a password? You forgot it, and you're just like, what is that slave for? Yeah. What is that fucking
Oreo?
Slave for?
What the fuck? It was a food. Oreo. Goddamn. Ah!
Harder, bitch. No, you know, he has grown a lot as a slave, and like we've gotten into other things that he didn't initially think he'd be into. Like he came to me just into serious pain. You know, we've since done other things that he's gotten into. And,
like what?
You know,
like Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, like Orange is the New Black. You know, he does love Orange is the New Black. let's see.
To?
Well, yeah, no. You know, right now he's locked up in chastity, so I've had him
okay,
in chastity.
Okay, tell us about chastity.
Okay, well, chastity is, he's wearing a CB6000. So that's a device that,
what is that?
He's, but can I show you what it is?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Stand up.
It's on him?
Yeah, it's on him. It better be on him. Otherwise, we're going to have a different conversation right now.
My God.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
whoa.
Ready? Oh. You know, you say you're ready. You say you're ready.
No.
You say you're ready.
Were you not ready?
And then you're like,
ready.
I'm not
put your
ready.
Pants up. All right, get back down here. No,
what was that? What was that?
Your dick is in lockup.
Wait, you put his dick in future down. Space prison.
Yeah. Isn't that what they did to the guys in Superman? They set him in the deep space?
Yeah, that's absolutely what they did. Yeah.
Did you piss off Jor-El?
So he is locked up in chastity, and, you know, I have the key to that, and he's pretty much locked up like that most of the time, except for we play about once a week, and then I usually let him out. Sometimes I don't, because sometimes he's pissed me off. So
what's he done to piss you off?
Well, you know, every once in a while he asks me for some real life reason to be let out of chastity. Like if he needs to, you know, if he's going to an event, then he for whatever reason, he needs to be out of it. Or he's going to the doctor or something. And I say, okay, that's fine. Right. But the agreement is still that he's not allowed to masturbate without my permission.
What?
So he's done this a couple of times where he's masturbated without my permission.
The
and
nerve.
That didn't go so well.
Oh, goddamn slave.
How do you know he's wearing his balls?
Well, no, because he told me, because he will never lie to me. So
wow.
He told me and we did
but
a session.
Will disobey. You and jerk off.
Well, you know, he's also editing my photos and videos, so I think it's just very hard for him to, you know,
someone has he picked up web work.
Yeah, no, he's doing my editing and stuff. Anyway, well,
let
you
me
know,
ask you something.
Got to do it.
So,
slave jack of all trades.
But what is that contraption? Was it? What if he starts getting hard on?
Well, tell them what happens when you start getting hard, Jack.
It gets really painful. You're really tight in there.
Well, sounds like
so. Anyway, so I let him.
Where'd you get him, IKEA?
No, I think we got that at Stockroom, actually. You can get that at Stockroom or online.
If you get
a
boner in that thing he's wearing, it'll hurt?
It mm-hmm. hurts, yeah.
Yeah,
what's
hurts.
Happened? What is the actual contraption? What is it?
It's called a CB6000.
He wants to see it again. Can you show him?
You want
to
see it?
Show
him.
I'll look, but what's actually happening? What's physically happening?
Okay,
there?
So it's like there's like a ring here that goes underneath like everything, the balls, mm-hmm. and then there's like this, you know, cock piece that goes over the cock, and then it gets all connected to this,
lock.
Thank you. And you know, he's locked up in there. So,
if he gets a boner in that, it starts to hurt.
Yes,
because you're filling up that tiny little mm-hmm. space.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Holy shit, that sounds intriguing. Can I have one? Do you market these?
I think we're marketing them right now.
Can you get them on your website?
Huh? No, but you can get them from Stockroom, and I don't know if in LA, I don't know if Pleasure Chest sells them, but you can get them online. They do sell them on Amazon, but they're not the real ones, so they're the cheaper versions.
Your dick will be able to get out of those.
Really totally.
Do. We got 3 minutes left, so as we go out, we'd like to see you do whatever you want to do to them. That'd be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to be next?
There's a foot night this Thursday
and that's where
you can worship my feet.
Yeah, and you just hang out and people just kiss your feet.
Exactly. And then, you know, I'm going to a private tiki party in the hills on Saturday.
And what goes on at a tiki party?
There's going to be a mermaid and I'm going to be wearing a latex bikini. So I'll be going on and, you know, hot tub, pool party, just
bad
fun,
decisions,
good time,
cocaine.
So, yeah.
For Comedy Rule of Three says the next thing should be like, and then we're doing a cupcake social.
Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear.
No, no.
It's my niece's cotillion. So that's going to be a thing. Slave Jack will be driving.
Where are you going to be next, Big J?
Cringing in the corner of this room while poor Slave. I feel like that
are
by
you
rules.
Come to Dungeon West. That's
aren't
weird.
We supposed to, if it's like see something, say something? I feel like we're the. Remember that? You remember the commercial where the couple's lying in bed and they just hear a woman like, please stop hitting me? And he keeps going. And there's like, if you don't say something, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, did we just watch a guy? We're like, Slave Jack, do you need help?
This
blink
is
50 times.
This is consensual.
Get hard. Slave Jack, yeah.
If you need to get out of this, get hard.
Get a boner if you need help.
Get a boner.
If you need help, bone up for me.
We haven't much time.
Any gigs coming up you want to promote?
I'm going to be in Edmonton, Canada at the Comic Strip.
Best club.
Isn't it a great?
I love it. I just did my CD there.
Oh, yeah? Someone just did one last week there, too. It's a... I love it. Yeah, Rick and Tammy Bronson.
We're doing the comedy, the House of Comedy in Phoenix this week.
Oh, the brand new.
Tomorrow we go there. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Let me know how that is, dude.
I'm curious.
But I just came from Minneapolis. Came here in between. I did the House of Comedy there, and now I'm going up to Edmonton, and then I'm going on the heavy metal motorboat cruise ship, Motorhead.
Awesome,
oh, wow.
Dude.
Yeah, it's gonna
awesome.
Be
Jack, where are you gonna be, buddy?
Wherever Justine tells me to be.
Yes.
Great answer, Jack.
So are you on Twitter?
Jack crying with a boner.
He is on Twitter. What are you like, Subjack?
Subjack B, yes.
All right, we'll follow everybody. Follow
you better
Subjack
follow
B.
Back.
I know things got confusing
right.
Last time. We're going to be wrapping up. Will you come back?
I would love to come back.
I want to talk to you about something I want to do. I was talking to Frenzy about it. I want to do a big event.
Right.
I want to do the... Westminster Dog Show, but of Doms.
Oh,
and
that would be so much fun. That would be so much fun. I would love it.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yes. Yeah.
And I have them all primped up.
Yeah. You want to be a judge?
Yeah.
Slave Jack, how do you feel about barrettes?
Yeah. Anything to push?
Go to LA Podfest. Come see us September 26th. Then go to lapodfest.com/live. Use code NAUGHTY. Get $5 off all the podcasts. You'll be able to video stream them live.
All right, man. Great show. Finally, a pleasure to finally get to talk to you and hang out
dude,
with you.
Thank you
really
so much for
enjoyed
having
it.
This is great.
Anytime you're in LA, hit us up. I love you. I appreciate you, Justine, coming on.
Oh, thank you.
You know, Slave Jack, get it together. Seriously.
All
right, guys, this has been Playboy Radio. You know, without you, we're just talking to ourselves. And always remember, support your local rebellion. We'll see you on the other side. Take care, everybody. Bye.
But I'm coming for you, Gary.